Arab foreign ministers held an emergency meeting in Cairo with acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas in attendance. The meeting comes after Israel backtracked on releasing a batch of Palestinian prisoners and reissued tenders for hundreds of illegal settlers in East Jerusalem al-Quds.
When Israel broke the agreement and refused to release all the detainees, we tried to give them another chance to fulfill their promises. But the Israelis themselves rejected the release, so that simply means canceling all that we have signed.
In essence, Arab League Secretary General Nabil Al-Arabi added that Israel is accustomed to violating international law and agreements.
The settlements are illegal. It's according to international law illegal. But still, Israel is debating that. Israel is one country which does not abide by rules of international law.
On another front, Arab foreign ministers have renewed their commitment to give $100 million in monthly aid to the government of Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas.
All the Arab League countries have come for supporting the Palestinian issue, as we agreed on doing so during the Kuwait summit weeks ago. Today, the Arab League pledges all its support as per Abbas's request.
The pledge made in the Egyptian capital came hours after Israel announced a partial freeze in high-level contacts with the Palestinians.
The Arab officials have agreed to take all the necessary steps to ease restrictions on the impoverished Gazans and to bring an end to Israel's blatant aggression against the people of Palestine. From inside the Arab League headquarters, Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.